So puzzle number four is called Sudochem. So if you take a look at it, you saw that there were some pretty straightforward Sudokus to start it, although some of the squares were colored in. Again, we'll take a look at that in just a second. So we had this to start with, and in order to actually proceed with this puzzle, you did have to solve this Sudoku puzzle, eventually filling in all of the numbers, which was this. And again, some of these squares were colored in, and I left it out here in the solution because it would have been a little weird to display here. But as you saw in the packet, they all have, or each set of colored squares has a number associated with it, so from 1 to 14. So these were part of the first Sudoku set, and then we had the second Sudoku, which could be completed like this, that also had a couple of its own sets of colors in there. And again, these were numbered 1 to 14 across the two puzzles, so that when we were done, if we look at the sets of numbers that were enclosed in colors, and we arrange them in from 1 to 14 as the boxes were numbered, we would have a list that looks like this. So that was the Sudoku part of Sudochem. Now let's focus on the chem part, which is chemistry. So we have this set of numbers. We don't really know what to do with them. But if we think back to our days of high school chemistry, you might remember the periodic table of elements is a thing. And every number under about like 115 or so is associated with a chemical element. And every chemical element has a one or two letter symbol. So for example, the number 9 is associated with an element called fluorine, which has a symbol of F. So if you end up doing all these substitutions where you have the set of numbers that are arranged in a particular way, and then you transform those numbers into the corresponding periodic table symbol, you end up with a set of letters that looks like this, which you can break into a couple of words to be famous vampire movies. And now there was also a clue here, think old, not new. So if you put in Twilight, no good. What we were looking for was Dracula.